Welcome to Everybody Needs a Little. My name is Joey Little. Yes, it is a play on words. It is a narcissistic way to incorporate my last name pretty much in anything I do. I had a small business when I got out of broadcasting called Little Man Photography and Imaging. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Imagine that. You got a last name like mine, you get teased as much as you did when you were growing up. You use that shit, man. You get older and you capitalize on that. So. And if anybody is curious, it is an Irish last name, which is what my family tells me. And also, thank God for the internet where you can do ancestry.com, excuse me, and look up and see where you come from, because I'm sure it came from a lot of this phone's going to go off quite a bit. I'm broadcasting from Phoenix, Arizona right now at the Marriott at the near the Phoenix airport, which doesn't seem like it's near the Phoenix airport. Yesterday, I was in Cleveland, Ohio. Actually, I was in Canton, Ohio. I stayed there, stayed about 5 miles away from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Then I caught a flight yesterday, which left right around 7:30 and got me here in Phoenix at just before 9 p.m. So you think, wow, that's a quick flight. No, there's 3 hours you tack onto that for the time zone. And boy, did it punch me right in the face last night. So when I got here, it was like 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. I had to go get the rental car. I had to come check into the hotel, which is a good, 15 minutes away from where the rental car place was. So my goal was to be in this king size bed, which is literally 6 feet away from me right now in my hotel room, by no later than 10 o'clock. And I did it. I mean, and when you nail goals like that, when you make those goals and you knock them out of the park, then you feel like a true accomplishing hero, right? So I'm going to address a few things today on the show. It's been on my mind lately. And one of them forcefully is going to be addressed because I did not realize how much steam it would pick up when I talked about it a few days ago on my Facebook, which, by the way, go to Facebook, type in Everyone Needs a Little, and like the Facebook page. Make sure you follow the Facebook page. A lot of good stuff going on there. Also want to announce, this is awesome. Everyone Needs a Little podcast now available on iTunes. So just a simple go to the podcast area on your iTunes accounts, whether on your mobile or on your desktop, and just search Everyone Needs a Little, and you can listen that way too. So first things first, we'll talk about the flights. I do have a written rule, and I have a love-hate relationship with the Southwest Airlines Twitter team. I think it's more of a love than it is more of a hate, and there's not a lot of hate there at all. The Southwest Airlines Twitter team, one of the best social media teams I've ever dealt with as a consumer out there. I tweet these guys all the time, whether it's just that I need more kicktails. You don't know what kicktails are. You got to get kicktails. They're like little tips that you can give the any employee at Southwest. It's like a little card. If you've ever gotten a free liquor or free booze, you know, little tabs. They look just like those, but they're gray and they say kicktail. So if you find somebody who's doing a good job, you're able to give them a kicktail. I don't know if they take actual tips, but I think this is a way to get customers to show their gratitude without having to pull out any dead presidents and slap them on a flight attendant. Almost said stewardess. Ooh, almost went back to 1962 there. Jesus. But yeah, flight attendant, you can give those then. But I do have some unwritten rules for Southwest, and some of them make me sound like a complete asshole. But you know, it's all about me. And when I fly, and I notice this with a lot of people, there's three different types of people that travel, right? I mean, there's more than that, but I'm going to narrow it down just for conversational sake here. You've got the people that travel all the time. You've got the people that travel every once in a while. And then you got the people that never really traveled ever in their entire life, and they happen to be on the same flight with you. It's like their first experience. I had one of those at a lady last night that was sitting next to me on the Southwest flight who hasn't traveled in 9 years. And she was probably my age, you know, early 40s. She hadn't traveled in 5 years. And she actually was, that was her connection. She just flew from Milwaukee to Cleveland, where I flew out of. And she was already on the plane when I got on. And she was sitting in the exit row, and she seemed really nice, but she was really green to the fact she was very, very accommodating. So we're getting into the other three types that I'm going to tell you about. She was very accommodating. She wanted to make sure there was nothing in my way. She wanted to make, I mean, she was, I think she was a bit nervous because she was on a flight. She just got done with a really quick, you know, flight to Cleveland from Milwaukee. So she got a little bit of that under her belt, but she was very accommodating. She was very nice. She was not chatty, but she was having a conversation. She wasn't one of those that if you've been on a flight before, there are those that kind of force conversation upon you. And you really have nowhere to go because you're trapped in this giant steel tube and you can't go anywhere, but you just got to look at them in the face and smile and just kind of nod your head yes while they're talking to you. And thank God for headphones, because I give them this every once in a while. Hey, I got to catch this movie. I started on my last flight. I'm in the middle of a great, I'm going under right now, and throw the headphones on, and they will either continue to talk to you or they won't. I try not to be too much of an a-hole about that, but so she was accommodating, which is the three. One, you got the accommodating people, right? You got the people that are a bit nervous, or maybe they're just really nice in the regular world, and they're very accommodating, right? They're absolutely, they don't want to disrupt anybody else. I like these people. I think these people are wonderful. I'd like to think that I sit a little bit in that accommodation type thing, but I tend to just stick to myself, right? I just tend to like get in my own little world. I get my headphones on. You may have seen people like me at the airport, headphones on, my carry-on luggage, which is all I do. I don't check a bag. Everything is carry-on for me. I'm going to Europe for, I think, 9 days in about a week and a half, all carry-on. I just have this big fear that my luggage is going to be gone or destroyed or messed up, or people are going to go through it. They shouldn't be going through it. I just have that kind of weird fear. I must get that from my mother and my grandmother. But so accommodating people being number one, one of the different types of people. Number two, you got people that absolutely are completely clueless about their self-surroundings and their self-awareness. Absolutely clueless. I tend to put these people are the ones that don't travel as often or don't travel that much at all. These tend to be family people too. So there's a lot of couples that kind of hit this, and not to sound sexist, but it is a majority of females that tend to have zero self-awareness in this group of people. These are the people. So airports, and I've been in almost every airport in the United States of America. Airports are set up for convenient, and they're set up for just moving, right? They're just, because there's massive amount of people that are just moving all day long. So these are the people that tend to stop in those walk areas, you know, the major paths of transportation of by foot in airports, and just decide that's where they're going to go ahead and open up their carry-on luggage and go through their stuff and find that kind of thing and maybe find that cord, right? They're also the ones that have the kids that have absolutely zero awareness as well. And the kids, you can't blame them for anything because they're kids, but the parents, come on now. The kids that are just kind of wandering around the airport. My favorite is when they put babies on the floor at airports. I cannot think of a dirtier place besides an airport bathroom that I would not want a child even touching anything. And you could just, the best is when you go to Las Vegas and you see just babies crawling on the floor, this disgusting carpet / marble tile at, was it Karen Airport? I can't even say it, Las Vegas Airport. It's early here. By the way, did I tell you, when I flew from Cleveland and I got here last night to Phoenix, Arizona, I was worried that I was going to wake up too early because I'm still on East Coast time. And I did. I woke up at 5:15 this morning. It's currently 7 a.m. here in Phoenix, Arizona. What would that make that? It's 10 o'clock back in Kansas City. So, or 9 o'clock? Is it not? Yeah, 9 o'clock back in Kansas City. So got up pretty early this morning. That threw me off. So the self-awareness people, they have absolutely zero self-awareness. They're also the ones that when they go to Starbucks at the airport, they don't realize that the majority of it, and I make it sound like, hey, I travel all the time, or there's a group of us that travel all the time, so do what we need you to do to make our lives a lot better. Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm saying. It's pretty, we're on the road quite a bit, man. This is in and out of airports, in and out of hotels. If you're going to Starbucks, I do believe that Starbucks should have two lines at the airport, any airport hotel or Starbucks. One line is just for people that want coffee, which is what I'm enjoying this morning. So all you have to say is, I just need a venti blonde with room. That's it. Charge me. Let me get out of here. I'm going to throw some cream and some Splenda in it, and I'm going to hit the road. Then you got the groups that are wanting the caramel macchiato, light whip, 2%, but split it. And here's the thing about this group. It's never just one order, right? It's always the mom, right? Or she sent the teenage son over at the airport to make the Starbucks run. And he always has five different things that he has to order. And every single one of those, it's like these people have never been to Starbucks before in their life. So this is going to be their one chance to do it. So why not order the craziest, the weirdest thing that they've never had that sounds so delicious? And I'm sure Starbucks loves it because there's such a high markup on that. I mean, even my coffee, I mean, paying $4 for a cup of coffee is crazy. But we do it. And so you got to stand there, you got to wait for this. I guess my impatience just really kicks in when I'm at the airport. So yeah, that's the other one. And then you've got the self-contained units of just extreme, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, just extreme efficiency. That's the word I'm looking for. This is the third group of people. These people don't get in anybody's way. These people don't take up more than their seat sitting in the waiting area for in their gate, right? You've seen the self-awareness people, the lack of self-awareness people where they got their bags strung off against, three different seats out there. First of all, the unwritten rule, I see it all the time at the airport, is you've always got to have a seat in between. It's like a bunch of dudes going to the movies, right? Don't sit next to me, dude. Everybody's going to think you're gay, right? That goes on at the airport, but with strangers. Nobody wants to sit next to anybody else. So most of the time there's like six handbags in three seats they're strung across. And the self-efficient, or we'll call these the efficient people, don't tend to do that. We kind of keep our stuff all together. We're ready to go. I got to give a shout out. Kendall Billman has taught me how to travel. And that dude is boss when it comes to traveling, man. That guy's been everywhere. He's taught me. If you want to learn anything about traveling, if you want to learn, what it's like to be on the road, or how you should act when you're on the road, just rent the movie Air Up There with George Clooney. There's a great scene with him, and I forget the lady that was in the movie with him, but she's never really traveled before, and he's traveling all the time. He's working on his like million mile whatever award for the airline. And she shows up to the airport because they're going to fly together somewhere. And she's got like the checked luggage that she wants to pull on, which is old, looked like she borrowed it from grandma. She's got a pillow, she's got everything that, and he just opens up the bag. First of all, he takes her to one of the airport stores and buys a true carry-on bag with four wheels, which is another thing. If you got a two-wheeled thing and you're pulling your luggage behind you, you don't need to extend your arm 3 feet behind you and create this like Ozzy Osbourne crazy train of just space. If you are a 5'4", 135-pound person, you should not be taking up 7 feet behind you because you feel like you have to pull your two-wheeler that far behind you. It's just simple. Just get it up close to you. It's efficiency. It's what it is. It's efficiency. God, I sound like such a dick right now, but I feel like I need to say this. I feel like I need to educate the world on how I want them to act, because if everybody just did exactly how I wanted them to act, I would have such a great world and a great life. So he dumps out all of her stuff in her checked luggage, and he throws her pillow in the trash, and he tidies it up, and he gets her efficient, and he puts it all together. And it is it's a cool movie. If you want to kind of giggle a little bit about those road warriors out there. As I sip on my free coffee from the Marriott here in Phoenix, Arizona, not a $4 cup. I'm sure this is somehow $4 somehow, some way. So the unwritten rules for Southwest travel, I got to tell you right now, and I put this out on Twitter. You're more than welcome to follow me on Twitter. It's at Social Little Man. If you are 6 foot tall or below, we'll even give you 5 foot 11 or below, you should not be able to sit in the emergency rows on a Southwest flight. You just shouldn't. You should not. You should be absolutely banned from that area. I've seen way too many 5'4", 5'8" people, right? What do you need the room for? The normal chair on a Southwest flight gives you plenty of room. Why do you need the extra foot and a half? Because I'm going to giggle and laugh at you when your short ass can't even reach down and touch, to get your bag that you shoved underneath the seat in front of you. It serves you right that you're going to have to unbuckle your seatbelt and get yelled at by, Teresa, the Southwest attendant who's working on her fourth flight of the day, and she's just done, and she wants to get to Dover, Delaware so she could stay at the Hilton there so she can get up early for the red eye and take it back to LAX, right? If you're 5 foot 11 or under, stay out of the exit lane. I don't know why. I don't know why. Send me a message. Go to Everybody Loves a Little on, or Everybody Needs a Little. I get those mixed up, right? Everybody Needs a Little on Facebook. Send me a message and tell me why. Why do you need that extra space if you're 5'11" or below? Number two, it's nothing against the people that are getting on early, but I do think it's getting a little bit out of hand. The pre-board. If you don't know how Southwest Airlines works, and Southwest isn't the only airline that I fly. It's just one of the easiest airlines to fly out of Kansas City, Missouri. It's got a great point system too. I'm able to do some personal traveling off the points that I get from work travel. And Southwest is not a bad, it's the Greyhound bus of the sky, and it's not that bad. I do fly Delta. Those two, really, the only two that I fly, Delta and Southwest. But the other one, the way that Southwest works is that when you buy your ticket online, you can buy what's called a business select ticket, which gives you a boarding seat or boarding in towards the first 15 people that get to get on the plane. Southwest does not assign seats. You just get a number of how you're going to get on the plane, and then it's just the free-for-all of where you're going to sit. So, but before the A-list, which is the first group of 60 people, second group is third is C, you check into your flight 24 hours ahead of time. You get your number. When you're getting on the flight, the higher number that you have in the A or B, in B means you get to sit where probably you want to sit, unless some short ass is sitting in your seat that's in the exit row. But before anybody gets on, they have their pre-board customers. And these are people that need assistance to get down the ramp to the airplane. There's a lot of elderly folk that are in there. There's a lot of wheelchairs. There's a lot of people that you just look at them and go, I wonder what's going on in their world that they have pre-board. I know this because for a fact, I know two people personally that have absolutely zero anything wrong with them. They don't need assistance. They just get the pre-board. You just go up to the gate and get the pre-board pass just because they want to get on the plane early. That's all they do. So I can talk this smack because I know the people that do this. But my unwritten rule for that is that they get on the plane first, and it's not bad. It slows it down just a little bit, but everybody's getting on the plane. It's when we land. If you're doing pre-board on a Southwest airline, when we land, I think that you should just stay on the plane until we're able to get up and get off the plane, and then you can get off the plane. Sounds so horrible, but hey, you get more help from people, you know, the staff to come down and push the wheelchairs. And that's just my unwritten rule. It's my written rule. I've sent it to Southwest through Twitter, and I don't think they really appreciated it. The second thing I want to get into today, and I got a message this morning from Matt. He sent me a video of Mark Zuckerberg. I'll put this on the Facebook, Everybody Needs a Little Facebook page if I can find the original link. Yeah, there it is. What this is Mark Zuckerberg apparently is smoking meat in his backyard. Can you hear this? Hey, everyone. No, you can't hear that. Sorry. I got to see if I can plug in some more audio here, but I'll do that later. Anyway, he's smoking meat because when I was in Ohio, I stopped at a Mission Barbecue. I have found out that brisket east of the Mississippi, unless you're in, I mean, I've had some really good brisket down in, I live in Kansas City. Let's just go ahead and start with that. I live in Kansas City, the home of the best brisket in the world. The best smoked brisket in the world comes from Kansas City. We do a thing called burn-ins. Nobody can touch it. Texas, sorry. You know, Memphis, you got good brisket. Sorry. You know, even the Carolinas, I've been to Picnic down in North Carolina, been a few places in North Carolina and South Carolina. Sorry, you guys got your pulled pork, but nobody does brisket like Kansas City. Texas will get pretty close, in my opinion. But anyway, I had brisket in Mission Barbecue, which is like a barbecue joint. It's a chain restaurant out on the East Coast, which they have to make two different types of brisket. One, they make what they call lean brisket, or what I've actually been asked if I wanted well-done brisket. That is an abomination of brisket. That's just done. So I made these Facebook videos talking about how I think that's an abomination. I even went to their Facebook page and I apologized that they had to do that for their customers. The customers don't, they want lean brisket because they want it. Anybody can bullshit me, but this is what I was told. Because people from the East Coast don't understand smoked meat. And so if they see any kind of pink, they think it's undercooked, which isn't true when it comes to smoked meat. And so they send it back. So Mission Barbecue has had to cook a second brisket, which is a burnt up piece of crap, you know, leather piece of meat for these idiots that have no idea how smoked meat is supposed to look or taste. So from that, it's gotten quite a bit of reach on Facebook. A lot of people discussing it. Matt sent me a video this morning of Mark Zuckerberg in his backyard smoking meat in one of those green eggs. I don't know if you've ever seen those. He's got it, and then he's got more of a traditional smoker over his left shoulder. But somebody has cut the video, so the only thing he says in this video is smoking meat. So it's a cool video. It will be on the Facebook page. Everybody needs a little. It's kind of funny. But yeah, barbecue, that's going to be a topic we're going to get into in the future. If you want to check that out, if you want to look at the original videos, you're more than welcome to send me a Facebook friend request, Joey Little on Facebook. It's just the same kind of search bar that you do when you're looking for Everybody Needs a Little. So we're going to move into top stories and some what's trending on Facebook and in Google today. Been watching the news this morning because I have been up since 5:15, 2 hours now. Doing some work this morning. Wanted to take about 30 minutes to go ahead and knock out a podcast. I really enjoyed doing this. I think this is number 3 or 4 now officially in 2 different states. Maybe we can knock out all 50 states. That'll be, that will be a goal. Can't push it. I can't force, I guess I could. It just takes some time on the weekends, jump on a Southwest flight, give me a pre-board pass and get on early. And let's just hit every state. So moving on to things that are going on in the world of news. And this is crazy because everything that is on Facebook trending is all about basically politics. Some let's see, I know they have news in here. You can go to sports, you can go to here, let's go to entertainment. So you can click on different things in Facebook. I don't know if you knew this, but you can look at different trending topics. I'm going to hit on entertainment, and immediately Stormy Daniels pops up number one. And congratulations to Stormy Daniels, which, by the way, inside knowledge for you guys. Fun fact, I've worked with Stormy Daniels. Yes, I've worked directly with Stormy Daniels, not in a scene. Well, yeah, in a scene, but not in a scene that you may be thinking about. I had the pleasure of hosting a contest that was featured on HBO's Real Sex. This is many years ago. And Stormy Daniels was one of the ladies that was participating in that contest. And I've got to say, a very delightful lady. I think she's about 4 years younger than me. Very nice. She was very professional. And I got to say, I was a fan. She's cool. And then I saw her later on in a 40-year-old virgin. And I was like, I worked with that lady. So yeah, I need to update my IMDb or whatever is in Internet Movie Database and make sure that I've got credits working with Stormy Daniels. That'll help out my political career going forward. Also, I do want to see that Matt Groening. No. Yeah, Matt Groening's got a new thing coming out called Dischantment. It's a new cartoon that's coming out too. I'm kind of excited about that. I'm a big Simpsons fan. And then finally, really, there's nothing going on in the world at all. There's zero going on in the world, except for Netflix got new stuff coming out very soon, June 2018. Going to look into that. So if you made it all the way to the podcast, what I want to do now is just kind of give you some homework. All I need you to do is go to Everybody Needs a Little on Facebook. Make sure you like the page. And then I'm just going to ask you, you're going to go off this kind of Netflix topic here, is what's on Netflix right now that you think that I should put in my watch list, man? I'm on the road all the time, so I'm always looking for good things to watch on Netflix when I'm in hotels. I'm able to download some stuff when I'm on, to my phone or whatever when I'm on a flight. So right now, just go to Everybody Needs a Little on Facebook and just send a message or make a post about what I should be and what other people should be putting in their list. Their queue list on Netflix. So sticking to tradition, tradition being 3 shows now, trying to keep the episodes down to 25 minutes because that is what we figured when we Googled on the very first show. The average drive time, commute time for anybody out there in the United States of America is right around 25 and a half minutes. And right now, according to my clock, I've been chitty chatting for 24 minutes. So it's been a great show today. Had a lot of fun. Maybe we'll discuss travel in the future. appreciate you listening to the show. Remember one last time, head to Facebook, type in the search bar, Everybody Needs a Little, all separate words, and make sure you like the Facebook page. You can send messages there, commute back and forth to the show. And I look forward to hearing any kind of feedback that you have on the show, what we should do with it, how it should go, what topics are there, if I need to interview, because we're going to get into interviewing in the future here real soon. So thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you again next time. You'll hear my voice if you're listening to these in order. I should be back in Kansas City, Missouri, back at home, getting ready for Memorial Day weekend. Have a great day. Keep smiling.